아니 Ani rāngliyā chūyé dīngbē gīrīng chīmbū yīmbē sāmbēdē gīrīng jīsū dīngbē tōne Ani dēliyā ngā zūgī tā tūshchīnē Ani chūyé pūyā rē Chūyé pūyā dīngā gūnō sēmjīyā tamjīgī dīngā sāngyō kōpāng tōyā Dīngā ane gyōgō gyōgō nyūrdu nyūrdu sē dēliyā sāngyō kōpāng tōyā gī dīngā lā Ani chūyé pūyā Pāsīnē sāngyō kōpāng tōyā lā sūnēmyū tsōdā yīshī yū tsō nī ने तर्चिंग हो गए इंजा तो सुने में चौसा है गुरु वादा ना तो चौपू ये दे ना दिगोर मार दूँ शुरू है
Good evening. So we're looking at the Lama Chopa practice, and we are at the stage where, having generated the required motivation, we have also visualized the merit fields before ourselves, and having recalled the many great qualities of our Lama, as well as his kindness and the benefit he brings to us, thereby generating a powerful and intense faith, we have offered prostrations, the first of the seven limbs, and now we are on the second, that of making offerings. And we're making offerings with this mind of faith present, as well as with a motivation to become a Buddha within this very lifetime, for the sake of others. And in order to become a Buddha, we need to accumulate the two accumulations of merit and wisdom. And to do so, we've already offered prostration and now are making offerings to the Lama and merit fields.
Parsin tukui nyamlin chikku kuruwa, parsin tukui nyamlin machewa, sanyo kubang toye merwa. Da nga sanyo kubang toye ge dunda la, nyamlin jiya zowo di, gunlong di simjiya tamchiyo sanyo kubang to kukudu sanpi ge gunlong di xie. Di tobya ge dunda la, nga nyamlin chede karasin parsin tukui nyamlin dirwa. Da parsin tukui nyamlin za, da jimbi nyamlin. Da di jimbi nyamlin zowo donwe simba janya dirwa, donwe simba. Da jimbi chik lu long chwe ke so ta jimba kari yin ya, Kunculia, Pugin, Shanlipa, Dangin, Sampiki, don't we send by China to Chagrua? Didn't that answer ya? The Sosia, Deva Jesu, the Chenna, Kusun to you and then Jimmy Tony, now to get a Delia, Chopia, Dele, and Chuda, Medoda, and the Chicha, Medo, Dupe, Mami, T, and all this Chesna Dibado, Puya Chesu Romo, and the Chuvi Nane, now to get a Ditti, Medoda, and And the people who are living in the world.
The motivation of bodhicitta is indispensable because it is the motivation of bodhicitta which sets one's determination to become a Buddha for the sake of others. But merely or only having such a motivation, no matter how powerful, that motivation alone will not lead to the attainment of the desired result of Buddhahood. One needs to engage in various practices or trainings, in particular the six perfections. So to attain Buddhahood, one needs the motivation of bodhicitta and needs to engage in the trainings of the six perfections. And amongst the six perfections, the very first is that of generosity. And generosity as its entity or its definition, the cultivation of the mind wanting to give, or to express it slightly differently, the mind that wants to give whatever one can in order to benefit others. So here, as in our context, as part of our training in generosity, one offers the specific substances of water, flowers, incense, light, and perfume, and those we looked at last week. And now we'll come to the remaining ones of food and music, remaining amongst the outer offerings. So here, this practice we're looking at now is the practice of training of generosity or training in generosity, and done under conjoined with a motivation of bodhicitta, it becomes a training in the perfection of generosity. So here, not only are we engaging in the practice of generosity, but we also are cultivating our mental factor of stabilization, which is what we will eventually develop into single-pointed concentration. So the mental factor of stabilization we all have, when it's fully developed, when it's developed so that it becomes very powerful and very stable, it becomes single-pointed, the mind of single-pointed concentration. Here, we're using this mental factor or this consciousness of stabilization as well as that of mindfulness to hold in mind the visualization of the merit field, which is the object to whom we are making these offerings. So we hold that in mind single-pointedly, as well as having this motivating consciousness present, and then we engage in the practice of offering the varying substances. So here, not only are we training in the practice of generosity, but we are also cultivating our consciousnesses or our mental factors of mindfulness and stabilization, which aids our later attainment of single-pointed concentration or calm abiding. In the training to cultivate calm abiding, the primary mental factors or consciousnesses that one utilizes are those of mindfulness and introspection, or mindfulness and vigilance. These are the primary mental factors that one utilizes. And one utilizes them here in this very practice of making offerings. Mindfulness, more literally can be translated as recollection, it serves to recall the object that one is holding, in this case the merit field. And introspection is the mind, that the consciousness that is aware of whether one has lost the object of one's mindfulness or not, if one is becoming distracted or not. It's introspection that recognizes this. So these two mental factors, through this practice of generosity, are being utilized and trained and developed, as well as the previous mentioned stabilization as well, the actual mental factor that becomes calm abiding. So that factor, mental factor, as well as mindfulness and introspection, both are being strengthened in this practice. As I mentioned earlier, we are making offerings to our Lama in the merit field, and we have not only when we generated the visualization of the merit field, we then also recalled the many qualities of our Lama, of his body, speech, and mind, as well as his tremendous kindness that he's shown us and the benefit he brings into our life. And with such a recollection or an attitude having been generated, we have previously made offerings and we made prostrations, and now we're making offerings. So here, whilst in the cultivation of the recollection of the qualities and kindness of one's Lama, explicitly we are recalling those the qualities and kindness, but implicitly one is stopping the critical mind, the mind that looks at faults and focuses and concentrates on faults. So in this way, by recalling the qualities and kindness of the Lama and indirectly stopping the critical mind, or the criticizing mind rather, the mind that criticizes, this aids our ethical restraint, another of the perfections.
And in the young Jiggy Chevo Pitini, Chick Dange and Yamlin Chedu Kabla, and the color of some around Jiggy, Sem Nalabia, Pejig, Yakashin, Galama, Shin, and Payaku Chunus and Pekalama, the Niki Puya Ravadi, and Payakures, and Galama Chine, and the Gongan to be Puyo Venza, Della, and the Junjigan Liwore, and the Subinian Liwore, Carson Delia, and Jiggy Kutangu Lenche, so Tangu Len Pua.
Of the primary trainings for Bodhisattva, we've made reference to concentration, to generosity, to ethical restraint. And also the trainings of joyous perseverance and patience are also strengthened through this practice, in that when engaging in Dharma, many internal and sometimes external obstacles arise, such as, for example, oh, I don't feel like doing this practice today, I just feel like relaxing. But here one rather is patient and transforms such obstacles and thereby continues to engage in the practice. In this way, one is patient whilst practicing the Dharma. Moreover, one generates joy in this practice, joy in, for example, making offerings. And this serves to strengthen our patience, in that we are delighting in what we are doing. So in these ways, these additional trainings of a Bodhisattva, joy, perseverance, and patience, are also strengthened.
然后就这个那个不一个不一样，那个就给卡拉什当过了，是那个就不一个与朝鲜的给那样，跟现在的对的主播嘛，都看来嘛，都让我们的主播喜欢嘛，也是没什么的。然后给不一个这，区别这的给那样，和人心也嘛主播，什么的呀？那现在就对的主播嘛，都看略怕下巴了嘛，都让我们的主播为咩什么的？今天那个就给这个。
Amongst the six perfections, the actual trainings of a bodhisattva, we've seen how here in the practice of making offerings, We are cultivating and strengthening, mentioned the perfections of concentration, generosity, ethical restraint, and I've just mentioned now patience and joyous perseverance. That just leaves the sixth one of wisdom. Wisdom is a key mind in practices such as this. It needs to be present throughout. So this particular part, the role of wisdom, is to recall the emptiness of the three spheres. In other words, or in this case, the beings being offered to, or the object being offered to, the merit field, is empty of inherent existence. The offering substances, the objects being offered, are empty of inherent existence. And oneself, the practitioner, the one who's making the offering, is also empty of inherent existence. And this is not something we've now just thinking of. We have thought about the emptiness of these varying objects throughout. For example, because everything in this practice, we need to be doing conjoined with the wisdom understanding emptiness. So for example, the cultivation of the merit field arose from emptiness, from the wisdom realizing emptiness. So too, the offering substances, they too arose from our wisdom understanding emptiness. And earlier in the training, we also dissolved ourselves into emptiness and arose again in the form of a deity from our understanding of emptiness. So therefore, the emptiness of the three spheres, this understanding should be ever present in the practice.
Gomia, 你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话,你们说的话, and that is the Chu Puya, the Duchi Puya, the Puya, the Gi, and Jurid in Sucheldo, Jurid, Jurid, and Jurid, Lamalia, Chu Puya, and Yangushi, the Roa, Chisa, that is the Duchi to some time, Chisa, Delia, Lamacheva, to Puy Tor, Puya, Denegi, Delia, and Chu Puyu, and Delia, and Chick, Lami Kusun Tugi, Yendian Temple, Deba City Cheva Inza, Givi Shin, Dinsunane, Sambi Dinsu, to water. 차고래 안에 되네 마저 직접하게 계약청부터게 도우친 삼다 부여도 남아요 주위팀이 시위팀 수단으로 어째서 남림이 남는 집안 신인 대수디 남는 제타디안 니가 수도 오르다.
If you recall your teachings that you've received on the Lamrim chapter on relying on the spiritual teacher, there it's presented near the end of the presentation that one needs to rely on one's teacher through body, speech, and mind, or to express it differently, through behavior, speech, and thought. And here in this practice, all three of those are being fulfilled. In terms of thought, one has already recalled the tremendous qualities that our Lama has and the kindness and benefit that he brings into our lives. So this is how we rely on him in thought. And in terms of speech, through the recitation of verses such as those on prostration, we are praising his many qualities. And then in terms of relying, in terms of behavior, here we are making offerings in this part of the practice. And this is now the third way that we are fulfilling the training in relying on a spiritual teacher. And so all three are fulfilled, those of relying through thought, through speech, and through behavior. I mention this because it's important to be really clear how this practice is entirely in accordance with what is presented in the Lamrim. We're going through these verses slowly because I want you to all have a good understanding of this practice, because it's all too easy to come along and recite but without much mental engagement. And then the actual meaning is not being fulfilled. Certainly the purpose of this practice is not being fulfilled. So therefore it's important to engage as much as one can and engage in the correct manner with the meaning of the text. And in this way, one fulfills its purpose. Last week we started looking at the outer offerings. So we looked at verses 23 to 28. So we've looked at offering of the waters, flowers, incense, lamps, and perfume. And now we're going to start verse 29, the offering of food.
On that in ma, see there, reyujujin, and such a tunwa, what I mean, she said, Rimbo Pung says that it's needed, she said, we had it.
Verse 29, delicacies of gods and men, drink and nourishing food of 100 flavors, and mass like Mount Meru.
Now, Puyagi, she said, Puyagi, that was okay.
So first, just as translated to correct myself, so I said we're offering food. Actually, what is being offered rather than food is the offering of taste. And thus we see in the food, in the verse, delicacies of gods and men drink and nourishing food of 100 flavors amass like Mount Meru. What's being offered are these, as you have your flavors or varying tastes. Normally we talk about food that is sweet, sour, and bitter. And through varying combinations, one can have hundreds of flavors. So here we imagine a wide variety of flavors or tastes of food being offered. And not only is the taste delicious, but it is nutritious as well. This is what is being offered. In English, we have drink and nourishing food. So the nourishing, so this needs to be understood more broadly. The Tibetan mentions three varying offering substances. The first being solid food. The second being, perhaps we can say, moist food, for example, something like yogurt. And the third would be liquid food, like a light soup, and as well as drink. So those two would be combined. Liquid food and drink being the third, the second moist food, and the first solid food. So all these, with the flavors of all of these, is what is being offered. And when received, a blissful physical sensation arises. What's been described here, drink and nourishing food of 100 flavors, refers to the offering substances in general. If you want to be more specific, we'd say in particular those of humans and gods, or delicacies of gods and men, as it says here. So these are again the offering substances, and we visualize or imagine them heaped together like a huge mountain. Also, the text says we have at Mount Meru. It should rather be like Mount Meru. So if Mount Meru, this mythical mountain, but you just imagine a massive pile like a huge mountain of these offering substances, of delicacies of humans and men, humans and gods, as comprising of the three types of food, the solid, liquid, and moist, and these together with all their flavors being offered.
An dene ge da dene saya tong ya de ke pe phusum tho ba dene ge ba ji dene chung je sam ya de chi sa wa na lam sa lu lya an ji ne ji lu lya de ji phusum tho ba ji tu ye ge nyu ba ye de dene chi ye ji phu ye ne ya an ya cho shen de ji le phu shen phu yo de an cho shen de ji ta de ji ba xie xie ta de ji le ya an ga ju ge cho shen ge ta de so le ya an ji lu lya ji ge 啊，这个，咱就是电话前面一些的，接送了，准备的都是那么把些活来接送的啊。
When we offer, we also imagine that the beings in the merit field, great joy, great bliss arises within their bodies as we make these offerings to them, and they enjoy the delicious aroma and flavors.
那点呢，那写了一篇词儿吧，那点呢，那。
Coming to the next verse, then, the 30th verse, the offering of music. Music from an endless variety of various instruments fills the three realms. Here again, like with all the verses, the offering that is being made is as extensive as our imagination enables us. So here we think about various instruments. So the explanations in the order of the Tibetan. So the first term is various instruments. So here we think of the wide variety of instruments within the human world that we are aware of, and imagine as well as all those that gods play that we aren't aware of. And then an endless variety would refer to the endless variety of the sounds that they make. So this is what is being offered, and the sounds are of a beauty beyond compare. So all these varying instruments playing together creates a sound with a beauty that is beyond compare. And as with the previous offerings, it's vast and expansive, filling up the realms of space, as it says here at the end of the verse, filling the three realms. So this then is the offering in the 30th verse.
And so judge your reja, Bezin be, China Dune Lam, your children, Chahab said.
The 31st verse, goddesses of outer and inner desire objects, holding symbols of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch, pervade all directions. Goddesses of outer and inner desire objects holding symbols of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch pervade all directions. So the symbols that, what is being held up as offerings will be symbols of the sense objects of sight, sound, smell, taste, and touch. So for example, that of sight will be a mirror, that of sound is a lute. So of touch will be clothing. So these are what are being held up and offered. We have one word missing in the English that describes all five, and that would be can be translated as they would be of splendor or magnificence, these objects that are being offered. So perhaps you could say holding magnificent symbols of sight, sound, smell, taste. So you can insert one word there.
Hamo chibil hamo digi, pubi, gablia, chibil hamigi, numjur, sugi, and kushap, jazz, jigin, jiorwa, and de, and desola, nangichabasi order. Then a pune, yakuji puma, ya, sent pune, yahu marwa, chipidu gablia, anchi, zangma, ludi, lawada, luda, zangma, anchi, yakuji kushap, chipuagi, lugi, numjur, deniki, chick, denji, pudu gablia, chick. Me 지기 바도 매버 기투에게 제산 되네자디 난기 쳐봐서 치나 치남술 제산 치나 치사 남자 근데 뒤엔 다디디 뒤엔 세다디디 지한테 치 뒤엔다 난기 뒤엔 세디실 근데 삼이 초군 잡스디 되는 하모 되네기 피겐 하모디기 초군 차선에 잡죠버지 되네기 최제 야 야제 피디 피겐게 하모기 바 초군 차선에 잡죠버지 바도 매버 여버 주이시네 근데 피규에서 매 맞지 그래지
For us, that starts with goddesses of outer and inner desire objects. These offering goddesses are who make the actual offerings. So we visualize the varying substances that are being offered. So we had the varying substances, and they are being offered by offering goddesses. So we just have the word goddess, with the fuller word would be offering goddesses, and they are the ones carrying the objects being offered to the merit field. And what is meant by outer objects refers to the symbols of sight, sound, smell, or sight, one could be form, sound, smell, that are being offered. So those are the outer substances, as well as what we covered before, water, flowers, incense, lamps, perfume, and taste. These are all outer objects that are being offered. And the inner objects, this refers more to the way the offering is being made that is being expressed through the offering goddesses. So the illustration of the inner offering, or the example of the inner offering, are the offering goddesses. So why are the offering goddesses an illustration or an instance of an inner offering? So what is the inner offering is, for example, in our everyday life, if we give something to someone and we do so with a pleasant expression that comes from a good motivation, a kind mind, for example, it is a far better offering and will be received quite differently than if we make an offering with a frown on our face and an angry expression coming from an upset mind. So the inner offering refers to the quality of the mind making the offering, the quality of the mental attitude, which is then expressed in the form of the offering goddesses, who would be very pleasing in terms of their facial expression and so forth. And then desire objects, maybe a clearer way, it would be all that is desirable within the desire realm, or another way would be all worldly goods and pleasures. So all that is really desired or wanted or liked within the desire realm. These are the objects being offered.
Anne, sucha dijo raja, deje, anne, chi duyens, chi duyens, roa. That is so, just a chuin de chu pa jashan dele, dele chu de ge pa, ja chuin jagan dele chuvil hamo bottom eva yuva. Chu medo jagan dele chuvil hamo bottom eva yuva. And dinajin dugu da remember the chuze re jabage, that dea chuze bottom eva yuva in the, and the chuvil hamo di ya jahan bottom eva yuva yuva yuva. 제단 취별 함어기 피해기 류기 넘줄다 되니기 나디 아니 이제 대 아니 남기 뒤에서 남기 뒤 제단 치 뒤에나 남기 뒤에서 되래 제단 치 뒤에서 대 피해기 제대 야 취별 함어기 야르르 짜진 류기 넘겨드네 넘겨 상보 된지 피해기 넘겨기 될라 되네는 피해 넘겨지게 날 남기 뒤에서지 제가 제단 되니기 친 되니기 야제 비게다 취별 함어기 초 타진 차선에 잡혀야지 깨침을 쉬우셔야지 불구하듯이
제단
제자
So what we're reading here in the 31st verse we can understand as being perhaps a summary of what is explained or presented before, in that what is presented in the 31st verse applies to the preceding verses 23 to 30, in that offering goddesses make each of these offerings. They emanate from oneself, making these offerings to the merit field before oneself. So it's not that one comes to the 31st verse and at this point offering goddesses are employed. Rather, they have been offering water, they've been offering flowers, they've been offering incense and so forth. And they have been doing so, do we have innumerable, pervade all directions. So in other words, with each of these offerings, limitless offering goddesses emanate from oneself, making the offerings of first water, later flowers, thereafter incense and so forth. So each time one made these preceding offerings, it was done by innumerable offering goddesses. And in this way, with those preceding offering verses, one was not only making outer offerings of, for example, water, but was also doing so with the inner offering of which is being expressed through the offering goddesses. So many of you have attended Long Life Pujas for His Holiness or Lama Zopa, and you'll know then at one point a long line of people form before the Lama with carrying varying substances which they are offering. So this in a way is similar to what is being done here, although what we're visualizing here wouldn't be a long line, but rather an innumerable mass of offering goddesses making each of these individual offerings. So we may not have actually seen offering goddesses making offerings, but we can use as a basis what we have observed in long life pujas. But just to be clear, here, with the offering goddesses aren't lining up, rather they're mass pervading the sky, making the offerings. Of course, the more one offers, the more merit one generates. So here, one visualizes as expansively as possible in order to create ever more merit, to speed our attainment of the, or our accumulation, our gathering of the two accumulations, so as to bring enlightenment ever closer.
And 동니버
Whilst in the long life puja, there's quite some organizing before in order to have a large number of people who are going to help and line up in the right order. In this puja, that's not needed. Because rather than relying on friends and companions, We rely on our wisdom realizing emptiness, our wisdom understanding emptiness. Because the merit field has arisen from our wisdom understanding emptiness, so too have the offering substances, as well as the offering goddesses, which emanate from our heart. And we have with each offering, so in verse 23, and again in 24, and again in verse 25, with each offering, offering goddesses emanate from our heart. We visualize them making offerings to the merit field and then returning into and dissolving into our heart. Then we move to the next verse from the 23rd to the 24th. And once again, our wisdom understanding emptiness is expressed as the offering goddesses who then go and make the offer the substance to the merit field. All of this, the offering goddesses, the offering substance, the merit field, all arise from our understanding of emptiness. Having made the offering, and the offering being joyously received, the offering goddesses once again dissolve into our heart, and then we repeat the process now for the third verse, offering of flowers, the verse 25. And so we continue with a sequence of visualizations.
Mandepuyadere,
that then concludes the outer offerings. Now we move into the second offering, if we gather those together as the outer offerings, and we come to the mandala offering, so verse 32. So here, one can, if time is a little short, do this recitation, or if one has more time, one can offer a full mandala. So the verse, so here just to say before Gemla's explanation comes, the word order of the Tibetan and English is really not the same. The English is very mixed. So in the explanation afterwards, you'll just have to pay attention as to where we are. Refuge protectors, treasures of compassion, eminent and supreme field of merit with pure compassion, I present to you a billion times over Mount Meru and the four continents, the seven precious royal emblems, the precious minor symbols and more, perfectly delightful environments and their beings, and a great treasure of all that gods and humans use or desire. In the preceding verses where we made the outer offerings, we were offering specific substances, and whilst the quantity was vast and expansive, there were specific things being offered. Here, in the mandala offering, one is offering all that exists in the universe.
我呢，接话差距，领袖领不接，是对接话差距，俺自己在人不领，人不领的，得了，俺那这些，俺那人不领的，当地的接话差距有的时候，接话差距，这个，俺得了也不能俺自己人不领的了，明白呢？在地那里呀，俺那没多当，都不要当，买卖的，其实软毛老少把它拉的，米子，俺说别去的，没多多么让俺那这个心呐，也过，俺那这样去取。
มันนี่ว่าจะพูดชุดแบบชุดยาพูดเดี๋ยวนี้ชุดจริงยาพูดนะเดี๋ยวนี้ก็จิกสิ่งที่ตัวนั้นเดี๋ยวนี้ก็พุ่งสูงสุดป่ะอันเจริญอันนี้จิกจิงานจิกมาด้วยนะตัดชัวร์รึเปล่าเช่นอาเจริญเดี๋ยวมังคุดชัวร์ว่าเจริญเดี๋ยวนี้ก็เช่นจำเลยนะเลยเยอะเสียทำจิกก็เช่นอย่างอันนี้พูดว่าแบบเช่นพูดเช่นพูดอะไรพูดอะไรแต่พูดไม่เอาแบบเช่นจริงจริงตัวนั้นดูตัวนั้นที่สุดว่าแต่ที่สุดดูดีหรือว่า
สุโขทัยเนี่ยดุกเสียชัวร์ว่าที่สุดยอมรับว่าแต่ส่วนใหญ่ได้แต่ที่เมนเบกเช่นได้ย้อนสุดท้ายพูดว่าเช่นนั้นมันดีใจจำเลยนั่นเลยว่าที่นั่นเช่นได้เจ้าว่าชาติเช่นจำเลยที่นั่นเช่นเดินไปจิกเจ้าว่าบ่าวตัวเมียบ่าย้อนรับว่าแต่เป็นอะไรก็การสอบจิกเช่นว่าเดินอะไรบ่าวตัวที่นั่นเช่นการสอบมังบุยรับว่าที่นั่นเช่นโอ้ที่นั่นเช่นได้เจ้าว่าชาติเนี่ยอันนี้เจ้าว่าเรื่องเรื่องเลยอะ
零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零接我差价是不是？零
但是论博是的，论博是的，第一物理啊，俺是理解不热不热的，第四个的论博做不了学的。哦，第二个车上就有的吧，几个呀，俺这个，这是车上人不切的，俺那几个蛮多的，嗯，这个在老说吧，第二个，大多没把断到老说吧的，新的老说吧的，人不切的，三的五的三的加的，第二个的，俺这个的，嗯，心情。
Verse starts in Tibetan with, a billion times over Mount Meru and the four continents. What if those who, of you who've offered the mandala, the full mandala, the 37 heat mandala, will be aware of what's being referred to here in an abbreviated form, and you'd make several heaps relating to what is being mentioned here, the continents and the subcontinents of Mount Meru. But in brief, what the meaning is, all that is beautiful and wonderful in our world, both the natural world and what has been created, all of this is offered. And not only what we have experienced in our world, but all that there is in our world, and not just this world, but throughout all worlds, and not just those which are inhabited by beings, but those which are also uninhabited, so whether it's stars and planets, all these world systems perhaps, as well as the beings within all of these world systems, as well as all that these worlds contain that is beautiful and wondrous. This is all that is offered. Where there are things that have been created which are harmful, these are not offered. So poisons and weapons, these are not offered. But rather, all the beings throughout the world and all that is desirable and good throughout the world, the worlds, throughout the universe, this is what is offered here.
And in the Rinjin Dunda, new Rinjin Sauced, the Rinjin Dun said, the Rinjin, that the color Rinboche said, Jumbo Rinboche said, Lumbo Rinboche, the Lambo Rinboche, Dacho Rinboche, Mabo Rinboche said, this was Chagore, that is what the Rinjin Dun said, this was created.
In the second line in the Tibetan, for us, the seven precious royal emblems. These, again, you'll recognize from the 37 heap mandala. the precious wheel, the precious jewel, the precious queen, the precious minister, precious elephant, precious horse, and the precious householder. These are the seven precious royal emblems. That was the seven precious royal emblems, the precious minus symbols. So those then refer to a precious sword, hide, bedding, garden, house, garments, and shoes. The third line in the Tibetan, perfectly delightful environments and their beings. So here, this is referring to what is being offered. So all the offerings that you are visualizing and making here are everything that is magnificent throughout the world, that whomever experiences them or observes them, whether an ordinary person such as ourselves or even an Arya being, it would bring great joy and delight to them, to their minds. So all that, all this is being offered. And all that is being offered here is seen as perfect, faultless. As well, and the beings therein that are being offered, all the ordinary beings too, are being offered in a kind-hearted form, free of manifest afflictions such as anger. So therefore, everything that's being offered is free of harmful things such as weapons and poison, as well as manifest afflictions. No one is being offered is angry, but rather all the people that all the beings that are being offered are kind-hearted, wise, and gentle.
And
just to be clear, it's not that those who are strongly habituated to, for example, anger or animals that kill a lot, that they now just being ignored and they don't matter, not at all. But rather, all beings are being offered, but they are in a state of mind that is loving and kind and wanting to be of benefit to others.
Long 되네게 가래이나 되고 풍선 쪽바 가래나 용한 중 되게 되네 제일 첨부시 돼 되네게 뛰어서 렌지네 되네 조조야 많이 받지 지 약보라지나 뛰어서 그 배지 땅에 조조야지 알아 니 멤버 받지 제일 첨부 같이 렌나 조아에 매트 배지도 같이 배지 조아에 매트 그 뿡샤고 예 제일 첨부 유유 받지 되네게 다 제와 차지 리지 흠보다 제바 되네게 여바 삼다지 아니 두스는 부여해지래
The fourth line in the Tibetan, a great treasure of all that gods and humans use or desire. This then refers to all that is, all resources that gods and humans use, as well as everything that is seen as desirable. This is what is offered. And a great treasure means that in the same way that the value of a great treasure would be inexhaustible, so too, all that that is being offered here, all resources and all that is desired that is being offered, is inexhaustible. Then in the English, in our second line, we have a term translated as pure faith. So what this, perhaps a more accurate way to translate it would be to have a pure intention. And it refers to the motivation with which we are engaging in this entire practice, which is that for the sake of all beings, I am engaging in this practice so that I can create vast stores of merit which will directly aid my spiritual development and thereby aid and benefit all sentient beings. So this is the pure intention, the pure motivation with which we are engaging in this practice. What we've covered up to this word that we have in English is pure faith. The first four lines of the verse in the Tibetan cover the substances or the what is being offered, the offering substances. Now in the fifth line of the Tibetan, we start looking at the attitude with which one makes the offering. So the first word in the fifth line in the Tibetan is what we have here as pure faith, which can be translated as pure intention, can also be translated as a sincere heart. And perhaps keep both in mind for the meaning, pure intention as well as a sincere heart, in that we know that sometimes we've made offerings, such as offer to help someone and so forth, when our heart hasn't really been in it. So that is not what is not the motivation with which we should be engaging in this practice. Our heart should be in it. We should be engaging in this practice with a sincere heart or pure intention. And that is a clearer translation than pure faith. So now in the fifth line in the Tibetan, we're looking at the mind or the motivation with which we are making the offering. And that starts with what we have here as pure faith.
Pulchung 신기초세대 아는 안 하죠. 선음 사업의 유, 아니 신, 이 선음 사업의 유 신디 신초도 규발에 해서지 도시네. 단 계시 규고로 봐도 유인데.
So thus far, we first looked at what is being offered. Secondly, we've just looked at the offering intention, and now to whom the offerings are made. So this is the still in the fifth line of the Tibetan for us. It's at the beginning, eminent and supreme field of merit. So this is to whom the offering is being made. The word eminent we can understand here as being perfect or accomplished, or really that there is none like you. And this is now referring to the field of merit. That's the eminent in the sense of none like you. And then supreme in that the merit field is a supreme field in which merit is grown. There is no greater field in which one can create merit. So that's now referring to the objects to whom one is making the offerings.
Delia Puljung said the Chapar to Papa Lagorua. That the Puljung Shingi chose Puljung said the Chapar to Papa Lagore, don't have a Chapar to Papa Lagore. Delia, the Jingi Garson, Karateshi Cabresine.
就是 talk further on the term eminent. So this is referring to the varying objects to whom we making offering, the various beings within the merit field. Another way to express eminent, more literal way, would be as being perfect and accomplished. So here, with this term, we're recognizing the perfect accomplishments of the beings to whom we are making the offering, the beings within the merit field.
To
talk further then on the term supreme in field of merit. So the reason why there are many fields in which one can accumulate merit. For example, one can offer food and sustenance to animals, and this is a great thing to do, and merit is accumulated. But that the quantity of merit that is accumulated is nothing compared to what is accumulated when offering to one's Lama, Yidam, and Buddha, and Buddhas in the form of the merit field. So much more merit is created, hence supreme. Also, in terms of the benefits and resulting development that comes from strengthening our connection with the merit field, as opposed to the suffering animal, is also vastly different. Because the beings in the merit field, the Lama, is the one who is guiding us perfectly in accordance with our unique personalities to enlightenment. And whilst it's good, not just good to do, it's imperative, one helps suffering beings. But it is our Lama and that's connection with him that is required for us to transform our minds to spiritually develop. Because it's only our Lama who is teaching and guiding us how to become the most skilled of guides and to help all beings in the most important of ways. And other fields of merit cannot help us in that way or guide us in that way. Eminence and supreme field of merit. So eminence then refers to these incomparable qualities within the merit field, within the beings within the merit field. And it's because of their incredible qualities and our recognition of their qualities that they are a supreme field for the accumulation of merit. So here we're approaching this from two perspectives. One is we recognizing the incomparable qualities within the field of merit. And secondly, because of our recognition of their qualities and now engaging in this practice, the merit that we accumulate is also incomparable. So we recognizing, on the one hand, the qualities of these eminent beings, and secondly, that the amount of merit that we create is incomparable. And in particular, the merit that we create to aid good rebirths in our future lives and a rapid attainment of liberation and enlightenment for the sake of others. So it's because of these eminent qualities within the field of merit and our recognition thereof that they are the supreme field of merit and we accumulate supreme amounts of merit.
That
Then the final line in the Tibetan, refuge protectors, treasures of compassion. The term refuge and protectors, the translation is fine. Where it gets difficult is both words can be translated as protector. So anyway, the word for refuge, as translated as refuge, is the general word for refuge. And as the translator, I've often said, going for refuge or going for protection. So here you see how the word for refuge can be translated as protector, or protection rather. And the second word is the word for protectors. But anyway, the first word then, refuge, has the meaning that our Lama, the Buddha, the Yidams, they protect us from suffering through guiding us in our spiritual development, because it is our spiritual development, the cultivation of our minds, which protects us from suffering. And it's through the Lama that we cultivate the Dharma within us, and that is what protects us. That is our refuge, that is our protection. So again, we're looking at the qualities of the merit field here. And that is their first quality of being a refuge. In other words, they protect us from suffering by guiding us to cultivate the Dharma within. Then the second term, that of protector. So this word for protector can also be translated as, it's maybe quite specific, but like a savior, or maybe a better translation would be as a helper. But the general and correct translation is that of protector, but we can understand it has the meaning of a helper. And a helper in what sense? They guide us on the path to enlightenment. That is the role of a protector, and that here is the quality of those in the merit field who are acting as protectors, in that they are guiding us on the path to enlightenment. So here we can maybe understand this protectors as a helper. And then treasures of compassion. So here there's several ways we understand this. Firstly, a treasure, as before, is seen as something inexhaustible. And the compassion of the Buddhas, of whom our Lama is one, their compassion is inexhaustible. And like a treasure, their compassion shines forth in a bright array of light. And compassion shines forth. The inexhaustible compassion shines forth, serving to bless us, or rather than bless, to inspire us to strive for enlightenment. So this then, it would be a third quality of the merit field, refuge being one, protector being second, and thirdly, treasures of compassion.
Mm-hmm. Denele Pugu, Sempegi Dusine. Nadondala, Sosin, Kusun, Tusumi, Indian Tianche, and Delia Puya did it.
And the verse concludes with what we have in the middle of the second line, I present to you. So here, whilst we've maintained in our mind throughout the practice the qualities and kindness of our lamas, here we have explicitly recalled them to mind, the qualities of being of refuge or protector and treasure of compassion, this powerful and inexhaustible compassion. And because of those qualities, we are offering this mandala. Just before I say what Gendler said, we have the offering mantra here, Idam Guru Ratha Mandala Kam. This isn't in the Tibetan, so hence Gendler's not commenting on it. So now what Gendler said. And the reason that it's not in the Lama Chopa is because here the whole mandala is being offered in an abbreviated form, just in a single verse. Of course, one can include it here if one wants, and certainly, as I mentioned earlier, one can offer the mandala in a more extensive form too. So then just what Gendler said earlier, here, having once again explicitly recalled all the qualities of the Lama, Yidam and Buddha, as well as re-energize our motivation, this kind heart or this sincere heart, we are making this offering in order to gather merit to become a Buddha as quickly as possible within this very lifetime for the sake of all sentient beings. And this is all being done within an understanding of emptiness. The merit field before us has arisen from emptiness. The offering substances, the mandala in this case, as well as ourselves, we have all these aspects have arisen from emptiness. So this is all kept in mind, the qualities of the Lama, our motivation of bodhicitta, as well as the wisdom realizing emptiness. We'll conclude there, and we'll continue from the next verse, which is offering of your practice. So thank you very much.